This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. In this episode, Kim Gablin, Paw Ambassador at Bill Jack Foods, shares helpful advice on ways to enhance canine connections with your pups in the new year. That's what's on our show, so let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent, I enjoy celebrating the new year safely with my fur kids. And while looking forward to using this time to reflect and really deepen the connection with my family, with my friends, as I look back over the year that just went by, and of course my pups, as to what we're going to be doing together in the new year, what we can look forward to. And we are so happy to have with us Kim Gablin, former chief marketing officer and now the official Paw Ambassador at Bill Jack Foods, who will share valuable advice on ways to enhance the ever-important canine connections in the new year. Welcome back to the show, Kim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sue. Thank you so much for having me on.
With 2024 behind us, I'm sure pet parents everywhere are looking forward to the new year and the benefits and some helpful advice on how to reconnect with our pets.
Yeah, it's just been such a busy time getting through all these holidays, getting ready for 2025 to start. And so with all that activity, you know, we may not have maybe spent as much time or bonded as much with our fur babies, or maybe we're looking for a way to kind of deepen our connection, right? So it's always a good time to think about connecting with your pack. Now's a good time to kind of think about how can you do that and what are some ideas to be able to do that?
Well, Kim, why is the new year such a good time to be reconnecting with our dogs?
I think, you know, once we kind of get into January and we're reflecting on what that is, I mean, it's really kind of an opportunity because, again, it's been so busy. And then I think that maybe we haven't spent as much time with our dogs, or maybe it's cold and we're not out walking with them, or we're not outside kind of running around and doing things with them as much as we can. So it's a great time to kind of think about what do those connections mean to us? And what are some of the little ways that we can do to kind of enhance that relationship that we have with our dogs, right? And kind of reestablish it now that we've kind of winding down from all that kind of crazy, busy holiday stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always think that at the beginning of the year, we're always looking for things to do, whether it be doing things with our dogs or doing things together, like as a family, including our dogs. Do we really even know who benefits more from these connections? Is it really us or is it the dogs?
Yeah, we know that's a great question. I mean, have you ever wondered what's in it for our dogs? I mean, there's been a lot of studies that kind of show that it's maybe more of a two-way street than you might think. You know, if we think about what are some of the things that dogs get from their relationship with us, you know, first of all, of course, love and affection and companionship, that certainly is the top, you know, kind of the top of the list, right? And dogs are very social animals. Maybe you haven't realized that, but I mean, that's why they like to be in a pack. you know, they kind of thrive on that love and attention from their human companions. So, you know, even getting gifts, right? They appreciate when they get a toy or maybe they get a, you know, a Bill Jack treat, you know, that kind of thing. They really kind of appreciate that love and affection and companionship. Certainly physical touch is another thing, right? That we talk about petting your dog and kind of how that makes us feel, but petting your dog can actually help them calm down a little bit and be a little more relaxed and reduce kind of any kind of behavioral issues they might have from that anxiety or stress that might be going on. So physical touch is also very important to them, like it is to us. And then, you know, exercise and mental stimulation. You and I talk about this all the time, right? Playing, walking, that training is really important to help your fur baby kind of get out there and get that exercise and challenge their brain, challenge them mentally to kind of think about things. You know, training isn't just about that, right? So you want to get out there and do physical exercise for health and well-being, but also training, right? So what dogs need to learn, what's expected of them. That helps them feel more comfortable, right? If they're not getting corrected, or, you know, maybe there's, you know, if you're telling them, hey, that's wrong, or don't do that, or no dog, bad dog, right? So those are not things that are helpful. So if you're able to give them training to help them solve problems, to kind of know how to interact with us safely and effectively, kind of how they're supposed to behave, that's a really, really important part of what we kind of give them from that connection as well. I mean, you can even take a look at like guide dogs, for example. You know, we work with America's Vet Dogs, and, you know, you can see how a guide dog can seamlessly fit into a family and the life of the person that they're assisting, right, with the proper training and guidance and obviously disposition. Safety and care is another thing that we, you know, give them, like a place to live. They're protected from harm. You know, we take them to the vet. They may not always appreciate that, but we take them to the vet and, you know, give them a stable environment where they can live. And of course, that helps, again, to increase their lifespan and enrich their quality of life. You know, nutrition. If you guys haven't heard me talk about nutrition, how important that is. You know, certainly wild dogs, right? Dogs out in the wild can hunt and scavenge for food. But, you know, being able to have a nutritionally balanced diet every day on a regular basis, right, helps them to meet their nutritional needs. And then that means that they're active and healthy. And so we're able to give them dry food, right? If they're a puppy, we give them Bell Jack puppy food, or we're able to give them adult food. We're able to give them special food if they have sensitive stomachs, or, you know, if they're an older dog and have needs, or are a picky dog, right? We can Bell Jack picky dog food. So there's so many different options that we're able to give them, and to be able to also give them wet food and kind of give them a little variety in their diet. So there's that, to be able to give them that proper nutrition that really can go a long way to help them live a long, healthy life. And then, you know, last but not least, socialization, purpose, and fulfillment, right? So they're able to kind of meet new people, go places, and be social, right? If they are social animals, being able to give them the experiences to be able to do that and adapt to those changing conditions, right? So that they are more relaxed, they're less anxious, and, you know, and that helps them manage their aggression, right? When they're used to meeting people and meeting other dogs and going other places. And that also helps them kind of to have some purpose and fulfillment, right? Someone kind of to watch over them, to play with, to learn new tricks with, like to snuggle up with, right? They have a purpose. They have a person that they care about, that they're, you know, trying to help. I mean, I just saw in the news the other day, there was someone whose dog was able to help them when they had fallen outside, and the dog went out to the street and actually was able to kind of get the attention of a police officer who was driving by. And the police officer actually followed the dog because the dog wouldn't get in the car, and found the dog's person who had fallen and couldn't get up, right? So I mean, like little things like that.
I love those stories. Yeah,
they have. I know, it just gives you chills, right? I mean, it's just that's their person. You know, they wanted to make sure that they took care of them. So certainly that purpose and fulfillment is a huge piece of what they do for us as well.
You know, and this may seem kind of an odd question, but what are the many benefits that people get from their fur kids?
Yeah, well, you know, back to that two-way street, right? It's very well documented. There are a lot of studies that have been done over the years that talk about all the benefits that we get from having dogs in our lives, right? So, and just like dogs, it's that unconditional love and companionship. We get that too from them, right? That they're providing that company, that friendship. You know, most of all, what's so special about animals, I think, is that they give us that love without judgment. Mm-hmm. And so that really kind of helps you make your house a home. And it's just a place to be at that's warm and comfortable. You know, mental and physical health. It's been shown that dogs reduce stress and anxiety and depression. And, you know, obviously having a dog around helps to ease loneliness, right? And then kind of improve your overall health. So we talked about petting a dog was important to a dog, but petting a dog actually helps to increase oxytocin for us. and that makes us feel more relaxed and happier. And it can actually help to lower your blood pressure as well when you're petting a dog. So there's, you know, you think about, oh, the dog's enjoying the petting. No, it's actually a two-way street when it comes to petting and physical health and mental health. Dogs make us get up and get moving. You know, I know I was always going outside with Blizzard, you know, taking him for a little walk, you know, making some time to be able to be outside and doing things with them. You know, so you have to get up and get moving to play with them and go outside and walk. So that's really kind of that physical activity. And they make us laugh. I mean, you have to admit.
They do.
Yes. There's so much happiness and laughter. I mean, just one cock of the head or, you know, just that, those dog, those puppy dog eyes. I mean, all those things, right? They're so playful and they just do silly things. I mean, it could be those zoomies around the room. So they just make us smile and laugh without effort. And that just brings joy to our lives that we really, you know, we really love. You know, security and protection. You know, they can alert us to danger, help us feel safe by barking, maybe deter somebody who's in the area, alert us to maybe something that's a little weird or something that's happening. And certainly another one could be emotional support. You know, that's really, mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about that, they're known to provide that comfort whenever we're going through something rough. You know, they can sense when we're upset. And, you know, even when we're stressed out and, you know, a lot of times they can provide affection and support to us, right? So it's fun to talk to our pets, right? And be able to tell them what's on our mind. They can listen. They don't judge us. they don't make any snide comments back to us. They don't tell us how to fix our problems, but they kind of help us take our minds off of what's happening around us. So that's so important. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times where I feel like my last dog, Blizzard, and also my dog before that, Desiree, have really just made a difference in my life during tough times.
Well, and you know, Kim, we've talked about this before with Olive, with Miss Olive. Mm. I had been we talk about emotional support and mental and physical health. I was in a very bad car accident and I broke both legs and my arm and my shoulder, actually, plus a number of other injuries. And so I was in a wheelchair and I was not doing really well. And out of the blue, my sister actually found Olive, another one of my dogs passed. And my sister found Olive online and mm-hmm. they needed someone with experience for someone who could handle an amputee and a dog with cancer. So I had had greyhounds that one of them was an amputee and had cancer. So we got Olive. I adopted Olive. And I have to tell you, the amount of love that she gave me made me feel responsible. I zipped through my poor husband had to drive me everywhere and he took me to I had to go to physical therapy 5 days a week. I was in physical therapy and then all of a sudden I was zipping through and they're like going, wow, I mean, are you okay? And they let me bring her with me because my doctor actually wrote out a whole medical thing for her being an emotional support dog. And then I had to take her to the vet. So between John taking me, I couldn't even drive because my hand was I had my hand all wired. There was, mm-hmm. And the doctor said, I don't know what's going on, but I can take this off. I started driving her to the vet. She helped me recover in a way that it's like a miracle. No one can explain it. And that's why I'm saying the benefits that we get, and you touched on so many positive things that they do for us. Sometimes you don't even know what can happen because you never know what's around the corner for you or for us, mm-hmm. and how a dog can come and impact your life in such a major way that they literally almost save your life. And another thing, you know, as we're talking about this, Kim, you talked about the increased physical activity. And every year you and I talk about New Year's and we talk about how everyone has that New Year's resolution. We're going to get up, go out. And who helps us all the time to do that? Our dogs.
Absolutely.
They're like, come on, let's go. Oh, a little further, two more blocks, I'm in. So those are the things that are so positive emotionally, physically, and also mentally to get us up and about to improve our health, if we're doing it for a resolution. They're just there and they have that unconditional love. So what you talked about, what you touched on all this is so, so, so important. So I think it's time. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we return, let's discuss more tips on canine connections for the new year. So we'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning 3-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love.
In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Kim Gablin, Paw Ambassador at Bill Jack Foods. And Kim, we're talking about the canine connection as going into the new year. Can you just share some steps that we can take to enrich our relationships that we have with our dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some really kind of nice things you can think about maybe to better understand and connect with your dog. And so, you know, for example, learning your dog's body language and vocal sounds. I know this sounds strange because I know, you get that head cock look or whatever, or like, well, can I have a treat? Or can I, you know, can let's go for a walk, that look. We're just talking about being active. I mean, certainly understanding your dog's signals and their emotions can help you kind of respond to them, right? And kind of meet them. And, you know, that helps them to feel understood and secure. That in turn kind of, you know, helps again to strengthen that connection, strengthen that relationship. You know, and I know we always talk about dogs don't literally talk to us, but they have so many ways of like using their mouth and their eyes and their head and their tail, you know, even their body posture, right, to communicate how they're feeling, what they're thinking. And so being able to kind of understand more about that is a really great way to be able to make a connection and show your dog that you really understand, oh, I see you want a treat, or oh, I see you want to go for a walk, you know, or oh, I see you just want to calm down. It's a little too stressful right now. Let's go take a seat, you know, and let's go take a few minutes and relax. So those things can really kind of help to enrich your relationship. Even just spending a little bit of time, right, dedicating, saying, let's say, okay, let's just spend, you know, 15 minutes together a day or a half an hour a day, or we're going to definitely go out and do, you know, maybe a walk, those kinds of things. You know, finding that time together can be very rewarding. And I know it's always so crazy, but again, like as we get into 2025 and we're kind of, you know, calming down from all the things from the holidays, it's great to be able to say, hey, let's spend some time cuddling or playing. Maybe visiting a new park, you know, taking a walk, you know, even binge watching the latest show. I mean, you don't have to be doing anything crazy. if you're anything like our house, you might want to just sit and relax and cuddle together, right? Spend a little bit of time together. And you can kind of, you know, do that and kind of enjoy your latest show as well. So, you know, your dog really values, they truly adore your affection and your attention. So making some time to do that and not think about, oh, I've got to pay the bills, or I've got to do this other thing, or I've got to wash the dishes. Just spending a few minutes just dedicated to them, I think, is really something that helps you connect with them as well. And if you're anything like me, staying calm and patient can be great advice. It can be sometimes, you know, frustrating, right? Things that are going on, but your dog can sense your mood, right? Your energy. And so when you're also calming down, right? When you're patient, when you're calm and gentle with them, even when there are frustrating moments, that'll help them feel safe and understood, right? So maybe don't yell, no, bad dog or whatever. Like maybe say, no, you know, that's, you know, so just being able to say it in just a softer voice and a nicer way that will also get their attention, right? It's like, no, you got to get that solid no in there, but then, you know, it's not like you're yelling that no. So being able to kind of get that across without, you know, being too upset or too frustrated. And then I think certainly last but not least, finding that right place to scratch. You know, that physical touch, right? What does your dog love? Like, make it a challenge for yourself, you know, as you go into this year, thinking about where do they like to be scratched or pet? Like, do they love it when you rub her ears? or when you rub her belly, or yes, you know, maybe they enjoy all of those things, but, you know, maybe take some time out, maybe a few times a week, and see if you can't like give your dog just a gentle massage, right? And kind of look for those favorite places that just make her head tilt in or that she leans into that she really enjoys, to help kind of pet her or scratch her and help her to relax and kind of build that closeness and trust, right? It kind of is another way, right? To show them, hey, I understand that there are certain things you like and I want to do more of the things you like and I want to do less of the things you don't like, right? When I'm petting and scratching you and kind of giving you some love. So that's a great thing to be able to think about as you're kind of cuddling and taking that time to spend with them.
And I totally agree. And I also think that when we're doing that with them, it calms us down. It's like that interaction that we're like sharing, I'm calling it unconditional love. It's just like you're sharing something and you can see it in their eyes. You're scratching them behind their ear, you're scratching them under their neck, you're giving them a hug or something. And it just, yes, they feel good. They feel great and they love the attention. But I find that with myself, it also makes me feel good. It calms me down. It makes me happy. Because like you said, Kim, they're tilting their head. They're looking at you with those eyes. And it kind of makes you laugh out loud. I mean, it's like you're sharing this little joyful moment with this little fur kid. And it's just like those special little moments. And, you know, we can do them every day, 20 times a day. It's just, it's good for them. And I know from personal experience, it's good for me too.
Well, absolutely. And it's just like any other relationship in our lives, right? What we put in, you know, we can get out. And so being able to, you know, put that in and spend that extra time with them right now as we get into the new year and kind of connect, reconnect with them and get, you know, and kind of advance that, it's a great time to be able to do that. And like you said, it'll make both of you feel really great.
Yes. Yeah, that's such a positive thing. And, you know, Kim, where can the listeners go to find out more about this and also to find out more about Bill Jack Foods and those yummy treats?
Yeah, you know, a great place to start is our website. It's billjack.com. It's BIL-JAC.com. And we've got a lot of information out there about, you know, those connections with your pet, being able to, you know, things that, for training, all kinds of different pieces of information out there, including where to find our food, where to find our food and treats. And you can find that on our store locator that's on there. Certainly we're at retailers like PetSmart and Tractor Supply and Chewy.com. And then you can also kind of find us online on social, right? So Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. We love to connect with you. We'd love to hear your thoughts about how do you connect with your dog? Like, what are some ways that you've kind of really found that way to be able to, you know, make them feel special and have that special connection grow even deeper.
Absolutely. And as always, I want to thank you so much for being our guest and helping pet parents to really benefit from reconnecting in such special ways with our pets. And Kim, I always say this, I totally enjoy doing our New Year show is something that we do like almost every year. We have such fun. You have such helpful advice. And it's a great time for all of us to kind of reboot our system and get out there with our pups. We could walk them. We could start a new diet. We could do all of these things. But as long as we're doing it with our fur kids, I think it makes it all that much better. So I thank you, as always, for such great advice. And all of us here at the Doggy Diva Show are wishing you and the Bill Jack family a very happy new year. And we're wishing all of you pet parents out there and your pets a very happy new year and totally enjoy connecting and reconnecting. It's what it's all about. So happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy 2025, everyone.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a moment.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our Doggy Divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at The Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets. every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.